Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. Peter is perplexed as to what the vision means. Acts 10:17. He hears an inquiry from the men sent from the house of Cornelius standing before the gate. And they called and asked, verse 18 of Acts 10, whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." I am interested in the fact, hearkening back to something we mentioned yesterday, how when the angel spoke in Acts 10 to Cornelius, words aren't in red. When the voice speaks in to Peter, words are in red. Now when the Spirit speaks to Peter, words aren't in red. The translators of the King James, New King James, work very hard to try and give the words that they attribute to Jesus written in red. But I think this is the same voice speaking to Peter in verse 19 that was speaking to Peter in verse 15. What we could say is that the voice speaking to Peter in verse 15 was audible. Perhaps he sees a vision and hears an audible voice and knows that that voice is Jesus. And while in verse 19, Peter has happen in him what you and I have happen in us every day, the Spirit speaks. You've heard me say, and I know many of you have said, "Well, the Holy Spirit said to me." Now, an outsider would hear that and think, "Well, these people are crazy. Who do they think they are? And what does the Holy Spirit sound like?" In fact, I've had unbelievers say to me, "Well, that's silly. What does the Holy Spirit sound like?" Well, you and I know what we mean. We have an identification in our spirit of what is the thing to do, the right thing to do, what we should avoid, where we should go, how we should do it. And we call that the Holy Spirit, and we're right. It's the voice of the Spirit. So when the translators are dealing with the voice of the Spirit, they don't put the words in red. However, I don't think there's a difference in the voice of Jesus and the voice of the Spirit inside of you and the voice of the Father. They're all one and the same. So you could say God said to me, you could say Jesus said to me, you could say the Holy Spirit said to me. You're not wrong in those instances. They're all one and the same. But I do think that it's worth noting that we're not in red anymore, because I don't think these words are being audibly spoken to Peter. This is coming from inside of his heart, where the Spirit says to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Rise, go down, go with them. Doubt nothing, for I have sent them." And you say, "Boy, I wish the Holy Spirit would speak so clearly to me." I believe he does. I believe we've all had the Holy Spirit say, "You're going to encounter this guy," and when you do, say this to him. And you think, "Wow, where'd that come from?" And then boom, you encounter this guy and you say this to him. And that's the exact same thing that is happening to the Apostle Peter that we see happening to us. So Peter goes down to the men who had been sent to him, this is verse 21, from Cornelius, and said, "Yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come?" And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you." Then he invited them in and lodged them. And on the next day, Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And so now the introduction has been made. We know that Cornelius is a centurion, a wealthy man, one the Jews think a lot of, probably because he's given a lot of money into their religion. And he's obviously seeking the God of the Jews, but we're learning an important lesson that you're going to have to come through Jesus. So the Holy Spirit will send Peter to minister in the house of Cornelius. The funny thing is, Peter can't seem to figure out that all of this is connected. He can't connect the sheet with the unclean animals. He hasn't yet figured out why Cornelius is there. And even when he gets to Cornelius's house, He doesn't really know what he's there to do. We'll get into that tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.